greedy little monster that comes out at night. A wish is a greedy little gremlin that should fill you with fright. You should never want anything you don't have, and that is true. So don't wish upon a star, whatever you do.
All the things we said about stars, yes, yes sir, those are all true. Cause the danger of wishing upon a star is they might wish upon you. For a contract is made with the star in the sky when you sign the dotted line with a wish. A wish is a contract. Like when a little boy wishes for presents, the star across the sky, they can also wish that you will make their star wife die.
A wish is something that you haven't told anybody for a very good reason. A wish is something that you keep until you die, buried with all the four seasons.
A wish is a cancer that grows and grows inside your body when nobody knows until it's too late. Stage four, that's why you need to stop wishing, don't wish no more.
Why can't you be satisfied with what you have until you die? Stop asking for anything more. Stop asking your neighbors for sugar next door.
Quit the shenanigans, no more tricks. Yes, this is the premise of Disney's wish. The exact, if you haven't seen the movie, we just ruined it for thee. Don't wish, don't wish.
Awesome.
A five, a six, a five, six, seven, eight. Musical Monday, Musical Monday. Ugh, get ready to dish.
On the dust of a star wish.
Musical Monday. Hello and welcome back to Musical Monday with Zach and Shay and Caleb at Improv Broadway. This is Musical Monday. This is the show where we review musicals that don't exist. And you just heard the opening song from an incredible musical that was suggested by a wonderful person on an app I won't mention because it sucks.
So we said the nickname of it just barely.
We did?
Yeah, I said the dust of star wishes, and I don't think that's what it is.
What was it, Caleb?
Do you remember, Caleb?
It was,
The itch of a star wish.
No, it didn't have wish in it at all. it was something Stardust.
Stardust. The whispers of Stardust.
Whispers of Stardust.
You just heard the opening song to a wonderful musical suggested to us by a dear follower, The Whispers of Stardust. Tells us all about the secrets of the stars. Mm-hmm. And you just learned several secrets about stars. You form a contract when you wish upon them.
Yeah.
And a wish is a cancer.
Yeah. Yeah. One thing I really like about this musical is you really get to know the stars.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, they've all got different personalities. Yeah. Like, there's drama there. Yeah. There's some conflict between the different
stars.
Different stars grant wishes in different ways, and they're always bickering about, like, well, how to the line do I make this wish? Do I play with them? Do I just, like...
Do I monkey
paw
them?
Do I give them obviously the thing that we know they want when they're asking for this?
Right.
There's a lot of options.
We've all seen It's a Wonderful Life, and the opening scene of that classic film is stars talking to each other. And that's something
Clarence.
You can think about. Michael.
Clarence.
Michael. Yes, Clarence. Ding-ling-a-ling. Ding-a-ling-a-ling.
Clarence is the one that talks funny.
Clarence! Oh!
Yeah. Clarence.
My legs!
Clarence talks just like Seinfeld.
/ Jimmy Stewart / Barney Fife. It was a very unique accent back in the day. Oh!
My wife!
But how does Clarence talk?
Not like that.
Do you remember?
A little bit. A little bit like that.
Well, it's like weirdly southern 40s, 1940s southern.
I don't remember. It's been too long.
You think you're better off dead than alive?
Yeah, something like that. It's like, I gotta get my good trout. We're all just doing Jimmy Stewart. I don't know how to fix
this. Which is funny because Jimmy Stewart is in that movie.
That's right.
Yeah, and but he's not in this musical.
And in this musical, everyone is played by Jimmy Stewart.
Wow. That is, what a choice.
They're all named Jimmy Stewart, but it's none of the same Jimmy Stewart that's in A Wonderful Life. They're all different Jimmys.
The only performers that sound like Jimmy Stewart are in this next song. And then after that...
you never, ever hear it again.
That's right.
These are between... this is a talk between two stars. And I think... is this the one where they're talking about all the wishes they've granted over the years?
Yeah, they're like trying to one-up each other. Mm-hmm. So this is...
and there's some that they've regretted and some that they wish they had done more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And some that they wished they would have granted, but they didn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And at the very end, it's revealed that they haven't granted each other's wishes.
Right.
Yeah.
And they're upset about that.
In this song, we wish we wished upon ourselves.
The moon, Starby.
Well, yeah. Lasso it for me, won't you?
Well, I don't have to lasso it. It's right next door because we're stars.
Starby, please. I don't want any more regrets in life. I want to be able to... I want to fly to the Andromeda galaxy. See all the sights that a star can see. I want to go around the rings of Saturn and learn all there is to know. Why, I've been granting wishes for so long that I'm afraid that I've done it all wrong. 'Cause I've never granted a wish for you. Oh, we wish, we wish we'd wished upon ourselves. We wish, we wish we had a wish upon ourselves.
I granted Elvis the wish to die young. I granted men who wanted hair down to their tongue. But I've never granted a wish for me. I'd love to do so dearly.
Oh, I wish we wished upon ourselves. I wished upon ourselves. Our doubts and fears are on the shelves. I wished upon ourselves. I granted Napoleon's wish to be half as tall as he was.
And I granted his wish to be compensating for it below the belt.
I wish, I mean that girl wished that she could have an extra piercing on her ear.
And I granted the wish for the atomic bomb.
Oppenheimer, we granted his wish. What about us and the things that we wish? If you could have anything in the whole universe, what would you want?
I'd wish to be human.
A man or a woman?
I don't care. Just get me down there. I just wanna. I just wanna go down there and watch black and white movies.
We'll make it official. Wish upon me.
I just wanna try Cafe Rio and their green sauce.
Let me make it happen. Wish upon me.
I just wanna go down there and try on shoes that don't fit quite right.
Stop saying the things you want and wish upon me.
Okay, I wish upon you, Clarence. I wish. To be human.
Wish granted.
Oh, miss you, Clarence.
What about me? No!
Sorry, sucker.
The lights rise. Jimmy Stewart wakes up in his bed in the movie of the one where his leg's broken, and he's looking out through a telescope.
Rear window?
The rear window.
Nice.
And we see 30 seconds of that scene.
Right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just the looking part. No commentary.
It's a big part of the movie.
Right, but it just... he gets his wish granted of becoming human, and the first thing he wants to do for his first 30 seconds is look through these binoculars.
He's a little peeping Tom. It's really part of it. He's peeping on the neighbor's peepers.
He's peeping on the peepers. But yeah, that's just one example of Whispers of Stardust. Mm-hmm. And we never see those Jimmy Stewart characters again.
Incredible.
Yeah, well, once the one star character becomes human, they have a different voice. They don't have a Jimmy Stewart voice, which is what all stars sound like. Now they're human, they have a regular human voice.
Yes, yes. Yeah. They sound like someone else really recognizable.
That's right. And so, is this the last song that we have time for?
I don't think so.
Oh, really?
We've got two more.
Because two more?
Yeah, we had opening song, and then we got three songs.
Okay, Buster. Pressing on the gas. okay,
depends on how many bridges the less.
Okay, is, yeah. Honestly. So in this song, the star meets one of the people that they've granted a wish to, mm-hmm. yeah. and they see that it's ruined their life.
Yes, the wish to make their hair as long as their tongue has destroyed them.
Yeah, I mean,
the 1970s.
Hair down to their tongue.
To their tongue.
It's constantly on their tongue. Yes. Yeah. They can barely eat. They have to be fed through a tube.
They can't see very well at all.
Yeah, see, because this star granter, he was like, letter of the law, hair to the tongue forever.
Yeah.
Forever.
Obviously, they knew, you know, oh, I want hair as long as my tongue.
And he sees him as he's peeping through the window into a hospital and sees him in the hospital bed and says, oh no, I feel so bad.
Yeah.
Goes over to visit this poor person with hair down on and attached to their tongue.
Yeah.
And has this conversation and he's trying to apologize, but he also doesn't want to reveal that it was him.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
And we get to discover why someone would wish for that in the first place.
Yeah. We'll find that out pretty quick.
Yeah, and it might be because they were bald.
Yeah.
It we'll could see. Be
yeah, we'll learn it. We'll learn more
There's
about that in the song.
Lots of reasons.
In the song called Be Careful What You Wish For.
Okay.
What were you going to say?
That's perfect.
Yeah, nice. Who's there? I don't get visitors anymore. Not since my condition.
It's me, a stranger.
A stranger?
I was peeping Tomming on you in the window.
I'm flattered.
I thought I'd come in and say hello, so I could peep and Tom on you with a little closer.
They pull up a curtain whenever they change my clothes. Sorry about that. I've told them to keep it down.
Oh, no need to be sorry.
How could you dare to look at me? I have no one to blame but myself. Be careful what you wish for. Sometimes you get exactly what you want. Be careful what you wish for. Wishes are spirits that like to haunt. I was a bald man, no hair, alopecia, to be fair. So I brought my gaze up there and I shouted into the heavens. I thought it was a basic wish. I thought there'd be no tricks. I thought that I seek this could be but what I need. Star, please let me have hair down to my tongue. I thought the star would know lengthwise, not attach it to my mouth. But the second I put a period on that wish, that's when everything went down south. Now I'm careful what I wish for. Anything like that ever happened to you, stranger?
I wished to be human.
What?
I mean, what? I used to be not human.
Huh?
I mean, look at your gun.
I've completely forgot what you were talking about. I have gained a few pounds. What were you saying, human mister?
Look, everybody makes mistakes, and everybody has things that they're on their own fault, and you don't have to say sorry for that. So yes, it might be your fault, or it could be a mysterious being. But if I were you, I would trust your guilt. I would trust your ashamed feelings.
I'm careful what I wish for.
I wish I'd never wished, I wish I never had the audacity to want something for myself. I wish there weren't any stars in the sky. I wish that it was a graveyard up high.
Oh no, the stars are falling down. The stars are falling, the stars are falling. Your hair's getting, turning into stardust.
It's still attached to my mouth.
You're bald.
There's still hair on my tongue.
Oh yeah, you forgot to wish for that to be gone.
Should have been careful what I wished for.
Oh wow. We've all seen Supernatural season 1 through 15, have we not?
No.
No.
I'm in 12.
Just you.
And if you spoil anything for me,
well,
I'll
I think this is past it. So, the Mouth of God, who's known as Megatron, I know it's a crazy name. He has an angel tablet, and he makes all the angels fall from the sky, and it looks like a meteor shower, and all their wings burn off, and they have to live as humans. And that's pretty much exactly what happened here.
Yeah.
All the stars fell from the sky, losing their wishing powers, and
that's
have to
right.
live as humans on Earth.
That's right. It's beautiful. And that's the end.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks for tuning in, folks. Yeah, there you have it. We'll see you next time here on...